You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. On the first full day of his administration, President Biden signed an executive order designed to ensure a data-driven response to COVID-19 and future public health threats. Now, the administration already faces a big choice around COVID data. In July, the Trump administration directed hospitals to stop sending data to the Centers for Disease Control and instead send it to the Department of Health and Human Services. And HHS asked the data analysis company Palantir to harmonize this whole mess of information. At first, hot mess. But by the fall, the system was really working and now is tracking hospitalizations, at least, really, really well. Alexis Madrigal runs the COVID tracking project at The Atlantic. He says the Biden administration should try to ignore the messy politics in favor of the good data.
You know, part of it is CDC is seen as a less political organization versus HHS, in which, you know, it's seen as more a part of the administration and not sort of standing apart. You know, one of the things I really learned in this reporting is just that description is not totally accurate in all cases. Mm. You know, the people who built this new hospital data system, they're all career civil servants. Mm-hmm. And so it really takes getting pretty deep inside these agencies to really understand the dynamics within these, you know, very complex organizations.
So what choices does the Biden administration face around this data collection?
Right. They could try to push the data collection for hospitalizations back into CDC, into this sort of less flexible and older system, or they could keep it inside HHS. And so one of the things that I've been really worried about is that sort of to do this sort of abstract good of having the data collection be, you know, in the place where it belongs, mm-hmm. that you actually take away this system that's working really well right now and that's incredibly transparent for the public.
Do you have any sense from the 1 week Biden administration has existed of which way they might go?
You know, I think the real thing is that the vaccine data is on fire.
Right.
You know, you saw CDC Director Walensky saying, you know, she wasn't sure about the vaccine data right now. And I just got to say, I mean, that was a system that was designed and built inside the CDC.
I do want to go back to the what you said about vaccine data being on fire. What is going on there? What are we missing?
It strikes me that the most likely thing is that the lag time of understanding how many vaccines have been used, actually administered, is throwing off some of the complex, you know, sort of supposedly real-time logistics of getting more vaccines out. Hmm. And we probably, as Americans, rely too much on the idea of precise data as opposed to building systems that are resilient to rough data. And I think that we actually have a lot to learn from some of the poorer countries of the world during this pandemic, where they just didn't expect to have perfect data, so they didn't build systems that were reliant on it. Mm-hmm. That means you need to build in other things, but it's doable.
Alexis Madrigal runs the COVID tracking project at The Atlantic. Right now, the administration's executive order is asking for a review of data collecting procedures and, notably, asks the federal government to figure out how to make more COVID-19 data available to the public. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.